Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. Joining me from Mallanark Highlands Youth Center are the new Executive Director, Raina Critchley, and Board Chair, Christine Laver. Welcome to you both.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Raina, when did you take over the reins from Warren McMeekin as Executive Director?
I started in this position at the end of February, so I've just made it through my first few months now.
And Christine, is this a new position for you as well?
No, I've been on the board since the January 2019. And in the past, I was served on the board for a number of years with a hiatus in the middle.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about yourselves and why you chose to work with youth. I don't know which one wants to go first.
I can go first.
Christine, okay.
Yes, I'm a retired nurse, and I got my start in pediatric nursing and then moved into community nursing. And I've got a lot of hobbies that I love to do, baking and crafting. And so I just decided to join the Youth Center way back when to share my experiences with the kids and teach them different baking techniques and crafting techniques.
Wonderful. What about you now, Raina?
I actually started with the Youth Center as a youth member when I was younger and took part in some of their programs. And I learned about how they can contribute to the community and sort of invest into the future of youth. And so I became very passionate about giving back to my community, and I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of other nonprofit organizations within Lanark County. And when this position came up, it just kind of seemed like the right fit.
Good. So what do you hope, both of you, what do you hope that youth will gain by attending the Lanark Highland Youth Center or any youth center for that matter?
Our mission is to provide a safe and supportive environment where youth have opportunities to enhance their potential and contribute positively to the greater community. So we do that by servicing youth between the ages of 10 to 18, and we provide a variety of recreational and educational programs for them to take part in through a substance-free environment. We essentially do our best to create a safe space and a safe sort of atmosphere and a place where they can be themselves and do their best.
How important is it to youth of that age, 10 to 18, as far as, like, do you see a big change in them from the time they join you, join the youth center, as far as, say, confidence, self-esteem is concerned, that kind of thing?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of our youth members actually become great friends through sort of their interactions in the space. They have a code of conduct that they actually sign when they agree to become a member of the Youth Center. And within that code of conduct, it says things like being respectful. They agree to be respectful and they agree to treat each other with kindness. They agree to be helpful and that sort of thing. And so eventually they sort of form these stronger bonds with each other, and they hold each other accountable for things that matter in their life as well as in within the Youth Center.
Christine, do you find that, do you track the youth at all after they leave or after they graduate from school, and to see, you know, how this experience has benefited them and what they get into after they leave you?
I've seen a few of the kids from my previous time on the board, and I'm very surprised at, you know, number one, how tall they've gotten, but just, you know, how they've really come into their own, and I see a more confidence now than when I first met them.
Nice. So that must make you feel good.
It does. It does. It makes me feel old too, though.
We also see youth taking leadership roles within some of our programs. For example, we have a fundraising 101 program, which teaches youth how to become involved in volunteer and fundraising opportunities within the community.
Very nice.
And so within that program, they've actually had the opportunity to put on fundraising events and to kind of showcase their skills and talents through these fundraising events as well.
Sounds like there's so many things that you're teaching or that they learn from exposed to the youth. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that variety.
So you have a new logo or a slogan, A Place to Be Me. I like that. What does that mean to you, first of all, to each one of you? And also, what does it mean, do you think, to the youth that attend the center?
Yeah, we actually had, Rena, we took this from our previous logo and just kind of updated it to be a little bit more front and center because we feel that it fits very well with what we're trying to accomplish here. And for me, it really goes back to that sense of belonging and creating an atmosphere that is inclusive and that is respectful and that is challenging in the best of ways so that they're seeing the best of themselves and seeing their potential. And they have opportunities to grow and have each opportunities to learn from each other.
In a safe environment where they're accepted.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you, Christine? What does it mean to you?
Well, I grew up in the city, but living rural now, I can see how hard it is for youth just to even get together somewhere. So for me, I love the fact that they have a space that they can come to and be together. And as Raina said, a safe space. It's a beautiful building. And they have so many things that they can try out and learn. And, you know, I did a craft with them last week of making some Mother's Day cards. And I was so surprised at how they came up with different ideas. I showed them one thing, but everyone was so different and so unique. And it very, very much surprised me, all their creativity.
So the youth are really accepting this and really benefiting from it as well, this place to be me. They're feeling the effects of that as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, let's talk about the location. Where is it exactly in Lanark Village?
So we are located at 61 Princess Street in Lanark. So we're right beside the Lanark Arena. We have a beautiful building with an upstairs and a downstairs. So our main floor is sort of set up as the living room and kitchen area. And so the kids kind of have free reign of the upstairs, and the downstairs right now is set up for storage and sort of specialized programs. So we have things like woodworking down there. We have some extra sports stuff down there, and we're eventually hoping to make that an older youth area. So 14 plus youth can kind of hang out down there away from our younger guys.
But drive them crazy, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then we also have a bit of a backyard and a little garden for the youth to take part in as well. So.
Very nice. I know they've had gardens there before and it looks really good. Yeah. And taking the produce from it and making something out of it. Warren used to do that with them, I think, didn't he?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. So we're just in the process of getting the garden in right now.
We're right surrounded by tomato plants.
Yeah.
Right now.
Okay. Well, it's good weather for it anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
So the ages are 10 to 18. How many youth do you have right now attending for the summer?
So we have over 200 youth registered in our programs. Average roughly 15 to 18 youth a day. So our Tuesdays and Fridays tend to be our bigger nights right now as we offer dinners on those nights. So right now we are seeing some more youth joining us for those evenings. And I think last Friday was our biggest night so far in a little while. And we had over 20 kids here. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. So yeah. What days are you open and the hours that you're open?
We are open at the youth center from Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Tuesdays and Fridays, we are open 2 to 8 p.m. And Thursdays, we are open 2 to 6. And then we also offer an after-school program at Glen Tay and Maple Grove School. And those are from 3:30 to 5:30.
Okay. Let's talk about, are all your programs in person right now? They're all coming in, no problem.
Yeah, we had during the pandemic, we're offering virtual and hybrid programming. So mm-hmm. we have kind of flip-flopped between that a little bit. So far we've been offering in-person programming, but we would switch back to that if we had to.
Let's talk about what a typical week would look like at the youth center. Who wants to address that?
I don't mind doing that for you. So right now our Tuesdays are essentially for our dinners, and we often do some sort of STEAM program on our Tuesdays as well. So that would be science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and arts.
That's what STEAM means?
Yeah. So we offer sort of education-based programs on those nights for youth to take part in. There's usually a drop-in or homework help component happening those nights. And then usually after dinner, we have some sort of informative or health information chat. That the youth can take part in and sort of gain resources and learn things about different topics that are relevant right now. Then on Thursdays, we usually do outdoor sports. Sometimes we get access to the arena next door and we do things like dodgeball and archery and that sort of stuff. And then Fridays are, we tend to do bigger events and things like that on Friday. So sometimes it's dances. Sometimes you'll see us having a barbecue. Sometimes we'll have a cafe or a coffee house or something like that. We generally do monthly meetings and things like that on Fridays as well. And yeah.
So are these the youth, are they local people, or how do they get to the youth center then if they're not local?
We actually have a very diverse group of youth. So we cater to a huge population of rural youth that are directly from the village and surrounding areas. However, we do have some youth that commute as far as an hour in order to get here in time for programs and stuff. So we do have some unique individuals that come from quite far to join us.
And what about, Christine, what about volunteers, like parents and that sort of thing? Do they join in?
For our big events, we usually can get some parent volunteers, and a lot of our board members will volunteer as well. So, for instance, you know, if we do a barbecue, board members will contribute baking or actually come to the events and help flip the burgers. But apart from outside volunteers, we don't have any at the moment, but we're always looking for volunteers, and we're actually accepting applications for new board members right now as well. So if there's anybody out there with an interest in youth or just an interest in giving back to the community, we'd love new board members, as I said.
Okay. Now, we've talked about the programs and activities. Have you covered them all?
We've covered the bulk of them, I think. We do all sorts of different things. The best place to kind of stay up to date on that sort of stuff is to check out our social media and website.
Absolutely. We'll go over that just before we finish.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the best place to kind of stay up to date and see what's going on a week-to-week basis at the youth center. And we also post monthly calendars there.
What do the youth enjoy the most? Do they like to cook and prepare meals and that sort of thing on your Tuesday night?
Yeah, I think they like to do a little bit of everything, which is why we try to offer a little bit of everything on a monthly basis. I would say their favorite stuff is probably anything where they're allowed to be a little bit more creative. And they do really enjoy the ability to have that freedom with their group of friends that they've made here too, because a lot of them will come to us and say that it's a different type of friendship than they have at school, or a different type of friendship that they have from their sort of outside camp friends or things like that. And it's a special relationships that they form here. So they enjoy coming and engaging with each other and learning from each other and playing games and things like that. So
now you have some fundraisers coming up. Would you like to talk about those for a minute?
Yeah, so on May 21st, you can find us at the South Lanark Community Garden. We're doing a partnership fundraiser with them for the first time. They will be hosting a plant sale and a few other activities, and we will be hosting a barbecue. So the proceeds from the barbecue will go directly to us. And then on May 25th, we were actually advertising an AGM, but we've had to cancel our AGM due to unforeseen circumstances. So we've shifted it to an open house, as well as a celebration for our previous executive director.
And when is the open house then?
That would be May 25th.
May 25th, okay.
Yeah. So you can join us for a barbecue and that sort of thing. We will be open from 3 to 6 that night.
And is that right at the youth center then in Lanark?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happens again at the South Community Garden?
That day we will be there from 9 to 1 p.m. offering a barbecue. And
where is that located?
I will have to grab the...
I think it's... well.
Address for you.
Okay. I think it's out on Highway 511, correct?
Yeah, it's out on, I think it's 108.
That's okay.
Or
we
something
can,
like that, yeah.
I think if we look at the website, we can find that information out, right? Correct?
There is a press release coming out about it as well, yeah.
Okay, great. Now, your summer programs, we've discussed those. You're hoping to hire some students, right? And
yeah,
supervisor?
Yeah, so we are currently accepting applications for a youth supervisor. So that application deadline is actually today. So we're accepting applications for that for the rest of the day today. And then we're also taking in resumes and applications for our Canada Summer Jobs. So we've received 3 students for that. And we are accepting applications until June 3rd for those positions.
And how would they apply?
They can email us at lhycprograms@gmail.com. And they can address everything to Reynaud Critchley, and that would be me, the executive director.
Okay, so email the applications to LHYC, Lanark Highlands Youth Center.
Yep.
Sorry, at?
Programs@gmail.com.
Programs@gmail.com. Okay.
Yeah, correct.
Have we covered everything? Is there anything else that either one of you wanted to say?
I think that's been about it. Yeah, it
covers everything.
I think really just if anybody's looking for information about us, or they're trying to get involved, or trying to figure out what it exactly is we do, please visit our website and social media, or give us a call, and we're more than happy to answer any of your questions.
Okay.
Our website right now is www.lhyci.ca. So you can get all sorts of information there. Yeah.
Okay. Website, www.lhyci. Okay.
Yep.
Lanark Highlands Youth Center. Okay. And it was very nice chatting with you both today. Good luck with the summer and with all your programs. And it sounds like you're doing a really excellent job.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
You're very welcome. Thank you again.
Have a great day, Linda.
Thank you. You too. I've been speaking with Reynaud Critchley and Christine Lever with the Lanark Highlands Youth Center in Lanark Village. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.